I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The United States today accused Syria of inciting Palestinian protesters to cross into the Israeli-held Golan Heights. Palestinians from not only Syria, but from Lebanon and the West Bank, clashed with Israeli soldiers yesterday on the anniversary of the creation of Israel. The Palestinians call it Nakba Day. Nakba is Arabic for catastrophe. That's how Palestinians refer to their people's mass displacement by the founding of Israel 63 years ago. Daniel Estrin sent us this report from Jerusalem.
Israeli troops were expecting violent demonstrations in the West Bank and were mainly stationed there to confront stone throwers on the Palestinians' annual day of mourning. But the West Bank was relatively quiet. Meanwhile, according to Israeli media, on a portion of Israel's northern border with Syria, there were just two military cars with only 10 reservists patrolling the border. And that's where this happened. Hundreds of Palestinian refugees in Syria raced through a minefield and reached the Israeli border fence unharmed. Then men jumped over the fence and ran into Israel. Arabs from the Jews minority living in Israel greeted them with hugs and brought them bread and yogurt. A local videotaped the event and uploaded it on YouTube. It was the first time a mass of refugees from neighboring Syria had ever infiltrated the border. Israeli troops shot at the crowd, reportedly killing four and wounding dozens. Troops escorted the rest out of Israel back into Syria. Palestinian author Raja Shahada says this march and recent events around the Arab world are a big boost to Palestinians.
There's no question that the Arab Spring has created a new mood in the area, and that what happened today is very distinctive because it is a coordinated activity amongst Palestinians in various parts of the region. So it's a very significant turn of events.
Israel, of course, was less enthused. Today, the Israeli delegation to the United Nations said it would file a complaint against Syria and Lebanon for violating UN Security Council resolutions. Earlier, the Lebanese delegation to the UN filed its own complaint against Israel. The Lebanese army says 10 people were killed and more than 100 wounded when demonstrators approached the Lebanon-Israel border Sunday. Israel's army blamed bigger forces for orchestrating the events, especially in Syria. Army spokeswoman Avital Leibovich says the Syrian regime used to prevent people from approaching the border.
But this time I can tell you that just 150 meters near those protesters, there were Syrian policemen that were sitting down and just not doing anything about it. So our assumption is that this very violent protest was very directed by the Syrian regime.
Israeli officials and the White House are saying today that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad encouraged the crowd to gather at the border to divert attention away from the uprisings in his country. Syria expert Moshe Maoz of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem says that tactic won't work. But he says that's not to say the stunt wasn't instructive. Maoz says it taught Syria a few lessons. One, Israel's border is more vulnerable than they might have thought. Not one mine exploded when the masses approached the border. This tactic could be used again.
Surely it can teach the Syrians that this is an option. They can do it sometime in the future.
Israel learned the same lesson. Maoz thinks that for masses of Palestinians to march to Israel's borders again, they'll need another pretext, another symbol, to get people revved up. That pretext could come in September. If peace talks don't happen in the coming months, the Palestinians have threatened to ask the UN General Assembly in September to recognize a sovereign state of Palestine. At that point, Maoz says, many more Palestinians could rush to Israel's borders.
And then what? Israel shoot them? And which happened? Put Israel in a very bad light in the international community. I mean, what Israel would do if thousands and thousands would march on its borders? I mean, speaking of civilians and children, women, wow.
If there's one lesson Israelis and Palestinians have learned from yesterday's border skirmishes, it's this. The young generation of Palestinians is courageous. The refugees in Syria knew they were about to cross a minefield, but they did it.
We chose they didn't care. The wall of fear has collapsed also vis-a-vis Israel in this respect.
For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.